She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I am proud to say that I nursed my daughter until her third birthday. Now, some people might have a little shock, but for me, I decided that I wanted to do the child-led weaning because breastfeeding has so many benefits for both the mom and the child. And I just have to be honest, so Andrea, I was really glad on her third birthday. She looked at me and she said, I've had enough. There's other things to drink. That's what she said. Now, of course, she'd been drinking other things all along, and it was just like at bedtime, you know, by then it wasn't like all the time or anything, but I was really glad. But I'm such a huge proponent of breastfeeding, and I just feel like women need all the support they can get.
Wow, that's amazing, Lisa. Third birthday? Oh my gosh, like that's incredible. I'm just like, you're right, my jaw's like dropped. I think that's amazing, and it is very healthy. You know, unfortunately, I didn't have as much luck when it came to breastfeeding, but for me, it was more I just wasn't producing the milk. And back then, I didn't really know, you know, of ways that I could help increase, and I didn't want to take any medication. But it is absolutely important for our kids.
Well, I think whatever a woman could do, if it's a couple weeks, if it's a month, as long as they try, that's my big thing. But let's hear from our wonderful regular guy here, Dr. Fab, author of Self-Healing. He's going to give his two cents and more about the importance of breastfeeding. Hi, Dr. Fab.
Hi, ladies. How are you today?
We're good. How are you?
Well, you know, we're celebrating National Breastfeeding Month, and that's the reason I thought this topic was so appropriate. Because, you know, well, you know, it's interesting. You're hearing from a guy talk about breastfeeding. But let me tell you something. This is for men and women that are listening right now, because this is one of the most important gifts you can give your child. And all of us want our child to be healthy. But many times, you know, we just have a lot of misconceptions. And I want you to know that in some cultures, you know, breastfeeding up to more than 3 years is considered normal, because if your body allowing you to produce it, then they say, why not give it? But one of the main things that I find is that you're right. It has not only benefits to the child, but it has benefits for the mom. And one of the main benefits is right now, what keeps most parents going to the doctor, going to the hospital, is things such as asthma, allergies, ear infections, colic. And did you know that breastfeeding is one of the best solutions for that, because it gives the body the right vitamins and proteins and fat. I mean, it's one of the most balanced meals you can give a child.
You know, so Fab, what about someone like myself who wasn't really, I didn't have a lot of success with it, but I was told at the time that I shouldn't give up and that I should do at least, you know, 3 months if I could. 6 months was even better. Is there an amount of time that, you know, like they tell us that we should do it for that still benefits the child, even if I couldn't, let's say, do, you know, a year, even 3 years?
Well, the reality of it is that depends on what your body produces. And you know, all of our bodies are different. You know, as a chiropractor, we've always been big proponents to natural healing and encouraging our moms to be and new moms to breastfeed. But, I mean, I've had many patients that could only do it for a month or two, and then I have others that went, you know, up to 3 years. I mean, that's okay. But as long as you're listening to your body and as long as you're trying and not feel like it's inconvenient, you know, one of the things that I hear from some of the moms is, well, this hurts, you know, or this is inconvenient, or I'd rather just give the formula because it's easier. But, you know, the breast milk is so much easier to digest than infant formula, but it also makes you, you know, it makes you bond with your child a lot more. I mean, you know, as a man, I would love my, I mean, we bought one of the most expensive pumps because I wanted my wife to pump as much as possible so I could go ahead and get up in the middle of the night and do the breastfeeding because, you know, I mean, the feeding of the baby, because I wanted that nurturing. I wanted that time to rock on that rocker and just be able to give them, but I wanted to give the baby the mom's milk, you know?
Yeah, it's so important. Dr. Fab, I want to go back to what you said about the ear infections and colds. My daughter didn't get her first cold till she was 4. And at that time, I thought, gosh, I wish she was still nursing even just a little. It's pretty incredible. And the bonding makes such a difference as well.
And, you know, look now, at the research that's coming out as far as the value of placenta, the value of different things that are naturally. So maybe in the future we'll learn, you know, maybe how to even preserve some of these for the future.
Now, what about herbs and things that can help women who are having trouble producing enough milk? I have heard that there are some that work pretty well.
That's a good question.
You know, and I'm not as familiar with some of the herbs, but I can tell you this. if you're having a healthy diet yourself as a mom, this is the one thing that we have seen constantly. The best thing that you can do is just to eat healthy, more fruit and vegetables. Try to just make sure that you're exercising enough because, you know, the circulation and all of that helps you be able to produce more milk, as some of the studies have shown. But my suggestion is just make sure that you are really eating as healthy as you can, and you're having primarily your basic supplements and minerals and enzymes that are going to allow you to hopefully produce more milk longer.
You know, Dr. Fab, a question that always comes up for me, and, you know, it's an interesting, it's my own interesting debate more than anything, is what about for those moms who don't eat organic, they don't eat healthy, they're eating foods that have chemicals like BPA or pesticides or, you know, GMOs, and they just have no interest in eating a healthier diet, but they're breastfeeding their kids. Would that still be the healthier options to give them the breast milk, even though they're getting all these chemicals in their diet?
I would agree. What happens is this. If you're a mom right now listening, or a mom-to-be, understand that you're just, your baby is going to be feeding for whatever you're feeding yourself. And it's just an extension of you. So one of the things that I love is when moms get really excited about wanting now to feed their bodies a little bit better, just because they know now they're passing that to their babies. But listen, this is not only good for your baby, this is also good for you. Because, you know, we already know that we burn a lot of extra calories when we breastfeed, you know. So you're going to lose the weight that you gain, you know, as a new mom. You're going to lose it a lot faster if you do that. But you're also going to be reducing the risk of breast, ovarian cancer, and even osteoporosis, which is one of the things that moms get very concerned about after having children.
Now, is there a specific time period for them to help prevent that? Like, is the research based on if you breastfeed for a year, it could help prevent certain cancers, or breastfeed at all, even if it's for a few weeks?
You know, that's a very good question. And most of the studies that I have seen really don't specify, because the studies have been done 6 months, 2 years, and they all have shown the same benefits. So I think that, you know, what we have always done is just make sure that we just remind how important it is to be able to do that. And it's going to save you a lot of money. I don't know. I mean, you know, this food is expensive. You know, infant formula is expensive. And also to try to be able to disinfect, you know, the nipples and the bottles. And it's just very time consuming. So, I mean, I can tell you, I mean, it's just one of the greatest things that I think, if you give yourself time, if you allow yourself to get permission to just try it and try to do it as long as you can, you're not going to regret it.
You know, you make an interesting point about the cost, but also, and also the time, because for me, as I mentioned, it didn't work that well for me breastfeeding. But what I did do at the time, at least for my second baby, is I looked into organic formula. And what I did was I was purchasing organic formula by the case, because I felt that that was the next best thing to the breast milk, since I couldn't provide it myself. And you're right, with the bottles, I mean, it is a lot of work to clean and sterilize. So, I mean, for sure, breastfeeding, just from that standpoint, those two standpoints alone are such a great option.
Well, I'm going to give you one more, and that is that the latest studies have shown that it produces a hormone called oxytocin. And I don't know if you guys have been hearing this, but if you haven't, go Google it. Oxytocin, oxytocin. And this hormone is really amazing, because not only has it shown to reduce the uterus normal size, right? So it's going to get your shape back in play. But it's also the hormone that is shown to show us that it induces happiness more than anything out there. So it's going to be great for reducing inflammation, but it's going to make you happy. And who doesn't want to be happy? So that's why I think mothers that nurse also have the ability to be happy moms.
I also just want to add, should get a lactation consultant if you have trouble. I had trouble. And just don't give up, gals, if you can.
Thanks, Dr. Fab. We're out of time, but until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.